Sanofi India Limited Q3 FY25, net profit rises 30.99%, sales up 9.74%. Sanofi India Limited reported a solid financial performance for Q3 FY25. The company's net profit increased by 30.99% to Rs 913 million, compared to Rs 697 million in the same quarter last year. The company's sales also grew by 9.74%, reaching Rs 5,149 million, up from Rs 4,692 million in Q3 FY24. The company's other income decreased by 37.23% to Rs 59 million, compared to Rs 94 million in the previous year's quarter. Despite the decline in other income, the profit before interest, depreciation, and tax, BIT, rose by 13.94%, reaching Rs 1,242 million from Rs 1,090 million. Sanofi India Limited maintained a steady interest expense of Rs 4 million, showing no change from the previous year's quarter. The company's profit before depreciation and tax, PBDT, increased by 21.36% to Rs 1,318 million, compared to Rs 1,086 million in Q3 FY24. Depreciation costs rose slightly by 3.23% to Rs 96 million, up from Rs 93 million. The profit before tax, PBT, stood at Rs 1,222 million, marking a 23.06% increase compared to Rs 993 million in the same quarter of the previous year. The company paid Rs 309 million in taxes, reflecting a 4.39% increase from Rs 296 million last year. Deferred tax increased by 20%, reaching Rs 30 million from Rs 25 million. Sanofi India Limited maintained its equity base at Rs 230 million, showing no changes from the previous quarter. The BIT margin improved to 24.12%, reflecting a 3.83% increase from 23.23% last year. The company's year-to-date figures also showed a modest increase in sales by 0.86% to Rs 20,132 million. However, other income declined sharply by 73.04% to Rs 165 million. Despite this, the profit after tax, PAT, increased by 30.99% to Rs 3,137 million, up from Rs 2,397 million. Sanofi India Limited's strong Q3 FY25 performance reflects its ability to maintain growth in core operations while managing costs effectively. The steady rise in net profit and sales highlights the company's solid market position and efficient operational strategy.